the agenda and the meeting minutes. I'm standing in for a day as city secretary. Hi, Nancy, how are you? Fine.
Would you like to come?
I would, thank you.
What about you reside in Connell?
Well, I'm in your ETJ, Meadowwood.
Okay.
So.
Okay, let's see if you want that.
Actually, these right here.
Oh, these are the ones, this one's mine to keep.
Yes.
Okay.
This, Maya said that she had already done these, but she had to redo them, and if you could just please sign again right here. These are tonight, if they get approved, then you would sign it, but she said that for this meeting, Kale was the chairman.
Right.
So she needs his signature for this one.
And let's hope that Kale gets here. I want to wait a few more minutes.
Okay.
Should have moved that trash bin real fast.
There's Lila! Hi, Lila.
How are you?
Fine.
How are you?
Here's the agenda and a copy of the previous minutes.
Oh, can we get some water?
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure. Everybody wants one?
I would.
Yeah,
okay.
Please.
Oh, but you know what? They're in there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, give me a minute because I have to go around.
Okay.
Because we have a little, we have some in there, but I can't go in there.
Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you said that.
I was just thinking, I was like, ooh, fuck. I was like, they do have water.
Hey, Kale, how are you? This lady's one of the part of our community. She wanted to sit in on the meeting, so Kale,
great.
Yeah, I need you to. That's the minutes that you went ahead and meeting that she needed it again. I guess I don't know. Under my name, I guess you can go ahead and put, you know, your name as pin it on there. Okay. I'll wait till she gets back and then call the meeting to order. We'll start. Nancy, since you went ahead and pretty much the deal between you two. Nelson, I'm going to give you her stuff.
We can do it all night.
As far as questions and stuff.
Try to load up.
Oh.
Go over there?
Yes. Thank you.
Terrific. Thank you. We're recording.
Okay. We're going to call the meeting to order, and we have the roll call.
Luttrell? Barrera?
Here.
Lemen?
Here.
Cox? Fay?
Here.
Tenorio?
Here.
Basie?
I just saw Vaughn a few minutes ago. She had a family emergency. She had to take off to Houston. Her grandmother fell, and so she's not going to be with us, but she left all the notes that we have as far as the questions we were going to try to go ahead and attack, and so we'll go ahead and we'll look through those. And the other stuff, as we discussed, over the last meeting, we pretty much done with the reading of the charter, and now we're going to go on ahead and tackle each topic that we've discussed, and we're going ahead, since we do have a quorum, we're going ahead and bring it to a vote. Each one, we'll discuss it, see what we think about it, and then we're going ahead and everybody's in agreement, we're going ahead and have a call for a vote on each one of the items. So, Nancy, why don't you throw one out there, and after you throw it out there, we'll check it off when we're done with it.
Okay, I'm not sure if this one actually needs more clarification or not, but it was section 1.06, the power of eminent domain.
Okay. I think that was a, what was it again,
1.06?
Page 3.
I think that was some clarification.
Put it in the party. I think we need some
clarification. Right. Okay. So, go ahead and just make a note that that's clarification for Barney that we're going to talk to him about.
Okay. The next one is section 3.03, page 5, and it's a transition. Does this remain as part of the charter for historical purposes? Does it need to be changed?
That's another question for Barney, right?
Yeah, I don't think there was any grammar sounds, more of a question.
She wrote everything down, so there's probably a lot of those are questions because he weren't here, and then there's some stuff that we're going to discuss on. So just keep going down the line.
Okay.
And
the next one's 3.05, that's on page 6. It says clarify the use of majority in the last sentence. Of A. Oh, that was just the first question. And then define majority. The third question is, does majority mean the same thing throughout the document unless otherwise stated?
I think when we were asking you whether majority form is the same thing that we
were saying
that time.
Well,
we talked about the majority. To me, it's always a majority. And if it's not defined as something other than that within the document, then that's what it is. I mean, that's how Mark can speak to this too. That's how rules and regulations are written. It's say if it's not defined, then it's a usual meaning.
Well, just we can again confer with him on that.
Well, I think the question is it says here that officers or employees of the city appointed directly by the council may be removed by a majority of the vote, and then later it gives some specifics of, there's a particular, the city manager's is actually not just a straight majority, it's 5. Mm-hmm. And so I guess because this is defining the overall, and then later on it defines a more specific requirement for city manager, I believe is the implication of that, and I think that was, if I remember correctly, that was the question. It's just confirming that this was setting up all other, because it's not that majority didn't, there was something that overrode it later.
Right.
Which need to confirm that was in fact what it was doing.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
Well, in with that, since you brought it up as far as the differences of. I'd like to go ahead and have you talk about it and bring it to a vote if we want to go ahead and change it. I myself would like to go ahead and see the change made as far as the vote for the city manager position. If from change to from 5 to 2 to 4 to 3.
Simple majority.
So if you'd like to discuss it, let's discuss it, and then we'll put a vote to it. Anybody have any comments about it? Anybody disagree with it, or what?
I think it should stay the same.
I'm sorry?
I think it should stay the same.
Okay.
What are your reasons for that?
I mean,
not to quit you down. I mean, I'm just...
No, that's a fair question. I think that, there's a lot of things that go on, and I mean, I clearly believe that we should have an opportunity to remove the city manager if they're not functioning, but I think if, you know, if we can't get five people to confirm on that, then, I mean,
well, I think that
I'm not sure that that makes, you know, we also have to have some continuity and, you know, in some cases, and, I mean, you know, I think that we need to,
well, when you have a 5-2 vote,
and just for clarity, there are other places in here that require 5-2 votes. That is not the only.
Then
that is not the only item that requires that.
Then we need to go in and address those, because I mean, the problem that I see with the 5-2 vote is it can cause complacency, because it takes five votes to be able to go on ahead and determine whether the person is going to be able to be fired or requested to resign or whatever, and it keeps them in line, because it's just common. It's easier to get four votes than it is to get five. And I think since the Texas code goes with that 4-3, I don't see why we shouldn't. I mean, like I said, I'm open the floor to listen to more discussion about it.
Okay, I have a question to you, Ron, and this is on page 11. It says it's a 5-2 again. It's section C, 4.06 ordinances, and it talks about amending the budget. Do you still feel the same 4-3 on that too?
Which one? No, I'm sorry.
On E? It says council made by ordinance adopted by five or more votes after the public hearing amend the budget to transfer budget funds from one fund to a board department to another. I mean, the question is, are you totally 4-3 all the way across the board?
Are all votes considered equal, or are there some things that require more?
Yeah.
And where do you draw the line?
Well, my thoughts are with the city manager's position. That's where I stand with the 4-3.
What about the budget?
For the budget, I mean, I haven't even considered it to look at it.
Okay.
My concern was I want to make sure that we get a city manager in here that doesn't get complacent in his job, because
I would hope that.
That doesn't get complacent in his job and starts to lose track of what he's there for, because of the fact that he knows that it's going to take a very strong vote to get him out. It's going to take five as opposed to four. So
I would hope that if somebody was complacent and not doing their job, we could have no problem getting five votes and getting him out of here.
I disagree with that. I think that five votes are very difficult to come upon.
I think if that's the case, then there's question as to the complacency factor. I mean, right? If you can't get, if five people can't look at someone and go, this person's clearly not doing a good job, then I'm not sure that there's not some discussion, right? If somebody was clearly doing a poor job, we should have no problem, say, getting five people to go, that person's not doing a good job, we need to get them out of here.
In the normal course of business, you're right. In the politics, it is. We didn't even apply.
Not arguing that, that's for sure.
I mean, that's not our, we're not the elected officials. But I do, on the 4-3, I'd like to see a 4-3 all the way across the board. Or else, I mean, that's just a normal course of business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And,
That was just one of the
ones. No, that's fine. I mean, right.
If we're going to do it, we need to discuss each one that we have.
That's right. Okay. If you got five people, three, two, whatever it takes.
I think there's certain things that can significantly impact the future of the city, and the 5-2 vote is there to in certain cases, make sure that we have, you know, that everyone has, you know, given it the due consideration, and we really have strong opinions on the items that could significantly, you know, impact, you know, the city in the future. And that's my opinion as to why, I could be wrong, but that's my interpretation of why they would have put that in there in the first place. And, you know.
I'm going to agree with you because the rationale of any city is to get the best person for the job. Okay? That doesn't matter if it's an elected official or a hired official. The majority is going to elect an official, and I agree, would agree it's a majority, but it's really not, in my opinion. I believe that if you're going to go with 4-3 on everything, then the city is not going to be where it needs to be in 10 years. I can tell you that from personal experience in the telephone industry. That's just what I think. I'm going to say that I agree with him, and I know that we're only two, but that's what I believe also.
Okay. Is there any other discussion? Okay, well then let's put it to a vote. Want to ask, since Mr. Donoglio brought it up that he'd like to see it 4-3 all across the board, we're going ahead and go.
If you wanted a motion, I would move that we change if we're going to change one, change them all for a majority of 4-3, or majority vote. Second
on the
line on all items.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that the majority be changed on all aspects to reflect 4-3. We'll have a call for vote.
Do we understand exactly all the cases that impacts related to emergency ordinances, related to the removal of other council people? I mean, right, there's, you know, this doesn't apply to, you know, I mean, there's other factors, and I think that before we make a vote, we should understand the specifics of what, you know, the other places were 5-2 or some other non-majority, you know, were specified in here. We should be clear that we agree in all those cases.
Can you identify those?
I don't have them all off the top of my head, but there's specifically stuff in here related to emergency ordinances.
Okay, well, at this point, it was moved to go ahead and change that, and it was seconded, and I'm bringing it to a vote.
There's usually call for discussion.
We've been discussing it.
And we didn't discuss the motion. We discussed the topic. I mean, if you want to call for a vote, you go ahead.
Okay. Let's call for a vote.
Littrell?
No.
Barrera?
Yes.
Lemans?
Yes.
Cox is absent. Fay?
Yes.
Tenorio?
Yes.
Basie.
No.
Can you go ahead and make, I guess, a note for us to talk to Barney to go ahead and see how we can go ahead and okay. And make that change. Okay, the motion has passed to go ahead and make the change. Let's go on with the next one.
The next one is section 4.03. It's on fidelity bond. It's to explain what a fidelity bond is. The finder explained it, what she has written down.
I don't think
the definition shouldn't necessarily be put in the charter, but if it needs to be explained or someone needs clarification on what it is.
Okay.
I'll find you. And the next one is 4.05, consider changing, and then Mark's name is in parentheses, for the city council members were asked to file open records requests for obtain information.
I'd like to change is just for the charter to adhere to Attorney General's opinions on the matter. City council or the mayor can request information at any time. That they can't necessarily give direction, but that it's separate and that they can request any information they need from city employees, the staff, at any time, and adhere to the Attorney General's opinion.
Okay, do we have any discussion on that?
I guess we need some better clarification from Barney on, is that something we have to, is that what we're asking to put in there? Is that it actually specifically say that, or do we just need a ruling from him that there's nothing in here that conflicts with that and allows, you know, prevents that from happening? I guess is the question.
Well, there shouldn't be anything that prevents it from happening. In the past, my understanding is that it has been an issue. And the Attorney General of the state, it's important to understand his role, is they write opinion letters, sure, from time to time. And a precedent's been set over the course of 25 years that, you know, elected officials have the ability to request information from any staff member.
So there's nothing, I mean, this charter doesn't need to be changed then because it's already...
Well, it's been interpreted that they can't give direction. Council members and mayor can't give direction to mean that they can't specifically ask for information,
okay,
from my understanding.
So do we need to change something in the charter, or is that more of a, I guess, a question, do we feel like we could, I mean, are we comfortable that that ruling is not conflicting with anything in here and therefore we don't need to change something, or do we need to actually change something?
I think it's more of an interpretation.
When
you're asking for something, are you asking just for information, or are you ordering? You know, what's the difference?
Sure.
Even so, if the city councilman or the mayor needs something, they shouldn't have to file a open record request.
Right.
I mean, that is just...
I agree with everything you're saying. I guess I'm trying to understand is do we really need to change the charter, or is that something that we just need to get some information from Barney on confirming that the Attorney General's guidance is plenty to suffice in whatever mechanisms the council and the mayor need to make sure they're getting the information.
I think that there needs to be a change because in the past, I think it was the mayor who was told she needed an open records request. I think it was like a pissing match between her and Matt, so I'm not sure, but that's kind of what it sounded like. And we don't want, we don't need any of that in our city government.
And I agree with that. I guess I'm just, I mean.
So this ruling states that the council doesn't need to go through an open records request for information.
Right. Basically, they can request information. As long as that information is being used for the greater good for the city, and that they won't share the information, sensitive information with the public. So,
okay.
I clearly support it. Okay, I'm just trying to understand procedurally what we need to do to make that happen, whether if that's more of a, something's not being followed that's already basically stated, you know, and that's, I don't know if there's anything we can do about that. I mean, if it doesn't, if we need to just be more clear in there, yeah, I guess we could add some language.
I'm asking for clarification.
Okay.
So there is no mistake.
Okay.
Okay, so
if it's not being adhered to, it needs to be adhered to.
So we need language to for that.
Well, come on, meet the statement.
Right.
Okay. So make sure that I can, because I'm gonna be calling him tomorrow to try to get with him on all this stuff. For him to be able to look over, and then he can be with us at our next meeting, and he can clarify what needs to be clarified. If this is not being adhered to, then we need to go ahead and make a change in the charter that states that this will be adhered to from this point on. So we'll address it with him, and then if it's not, and when we come to our next meeting, if you find where it says in the charter that this has to occur, override and that saying that that's not valid, then we'll change it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Are we going to vote on this today, or?
No, we're going to go ahead. I'm going to ask Barney to go on ahead, and we're going to tell him this is what we want. Is this in the charter now?
Do we need to vote to confirm that's what we want, I guess is my question. I'm not saying that doesn't. Well,
okay, you're right. I have a motion to address this issue with the city attorney and vote if, in fact, this is what we want to be changed. That you don't have to have an open records request for information to be given to the council.
So the motion would be just to discuss it with the city attorney?
I don't think we need a motion for that.
Well, I guess I understood what we were doing is we are trying to whittle down what we want to do, right?
Right.
And so by voting on these items, not the specific verbiage, but the general concept, we will eliminate things that maybe we don't want to continue moving forward with.
Well, then,
and so if we don't have a vote, we may continue discussing something with him that we don't want to move forward with because we didn't vote on it.
Well, then,
I'm not suggesting that we're, that's, I guess.
Okay, then I see what you're saying. So basically, we're going to vote that, if I understand it, and help me out here, that's what we want to do. Vote that the city council does not need an open records request for information. I'm going to take this information to Barney. He's going to review it. If he comes back and says this is in the charter already, then we'll go for it. If it's not in the charter, then we'll have it put in the charter. That's what we're voting on. Is that what I'm understanding?
I think so, but I think the clarification or a twist with it's in the charter, because it's for a 5-3 paragraph, that no member of the council shall give orders directly to any city employee, except when it's empowered to do so. And I think that kind of puts an extra thing on it because, I'll pick up someone who's not here, Dave Wilson wanted something, and he says to Grace, hey, I want blah, 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 blah. And he's going to use it for the council. Can he direct her to do that? Or, because that's kind of why it was brought up in 4.05. Or can Wilson just go to James and say, hey, I need this information? I mean, because that's, here it says they can't direct an employee. And this is saying they don't have to need an open records request if they need information. And so it's two different things. So it may be, is this making it clear?
Yeah, I guess we haven't honed in on exactly what we're trying to, what our process here is, and seems like if we're going to continue discussing something with the attorney, the plan was that we would agree that that's what we wanted to do, and I think we did to some level, but we didn't take a formal vote like we did on the other item, and so I think we should be consistent that it's either a point of information that we're waiting on more information from the attorney, and then we will later decide if we want to do something, or it's something we want to do or not want to do, and we either need to agree that we want to do it or not, that we don't want to do it, and then be done or move forward with the attorney.
The other items that we've addressed that have been marked off to go ahead and check with the city attorney are items that basically just need clarification, if I'm understanding correctly. The only item we took a vote on is we wanted to actually make a specific change. This is from what I'm hearing that there needs to be clarification. Is that what I'm hearing, or do we want that there is clarification? This is in fact what's going on in the charter, and we want to change it to state that there does not need to be an open record request.
I think we need to state that.
Yeah. Has anybody talked to the city attorney about this item at all?
We're not.
I'm asking a question.
Hey, I'm going to
ask the city attorney things off to about this.
No, he's going to be talked to tomorrow. I would want to hear that, give him all the stuff.
When he's discussed it with, he comes to us and says, I think this is a bad idea, you don't need to do it. We can decide at that point that it is, in fact, not something we need to do, right? I mean, I don't think, just because we're agreeing to move forward and discuss it with the attorney, he's going to provide specific language that I don't know if we'll have to vote on it again once we get the actual final language from him or not, but, I mean, presumably this doesn't, you know, he could come back with, this is a bad idea and here's why, and that may enlighten us to change our opinions of it. I don't know, but...
Okay.
I mean, that's my thought. I mean,
okay, I'm okay with the vote. That's what we're voting on.
I mean, I think we're voting on the concept, not the change.
We're voting to get the attorney to tell us if this language can be changed or needs to change.
I mean, that's why
we don't need to agree. We don't need a vote for that. The question is, the vote is, do we all agree that we do, in fact, want to do, you know, want
this, the open
some sort of, you know, want this to be done, right? And so, presumably, there might be something in here that we vote on and comes down to we don't agree that we want to move forward with it, and it should drop off the list, right? Otherwise, we just need to take this list and go discuss it with the attorney, and we can make this meeting real short, right?
But see, I think the only thing that the attorney's role is with this specifically is on language. I don't think he should be giving us guidance whether we want to follow a couple.
No, I agree. But he may come back and say, something or another in here already, you know, covers whatever it is you want to cover. There, you know, he may not, he might, but with me, we don't. I assume he's going to come back with, here's the verbiage, or you may want to think about if you really want to do that because of these things, right?
Okay.
And I don't know.
The meeting that was held that Ron, the lady that wrote all this stuff down, we addressed each one of those things amongst the committee and said, okay, we all want clarification. We didn't take a vote on any of it. We just sat back and said, we want clarification on this. Want clarification on this. Want clarification on this. That's why when we started talking about the open records, it seemed like it shifted from this is what we want to we need to go ahead and get clarification on that.
Interrupt you, but it says consider changing in her notes. Consider changing. It's not get clarification. It's changing, and that's different than
okay. Well, then that needs to be voted on to be addressed with the city attorney, and then once we get his verbiage, then we'll come back and he's going to be at the next meeting and he's going to tell us, okay, this is. The verbiage is this, and this is my, it covers it by law, and or it doesn't, and it needs to be added to the charter.
I think this is I think he will give us his opinion because that's what he's getting paid for. But
right.
I think that the vote should be: do we want language in here that prohibits the city manager or some other director telling city council or the mayor that they need an open records request? I think that's it. Am I being clear?
Yeah. Well, then.
Okay, that's what I think needs to be done. Do we want that?
We'll make a motion and second, and we'll vote on it. If that's what we want to go ahead and do, then we can take a vote on it, and then we'll approach him and say, this is what we want. Now, how do we get it done?
If it's wrong or not. Okay.
So, and for clarity, I guess we're going to vote. We like this concept. We want to move forward. And presumably Barney would provide us some possible opinions and some verbiage about it, and then we would have another vote on the specific verbiage that we agree. Just because we're voting yay, we want to move forward here, doesn't mean that when we get the verbiage back from Barney, we're going to go, great, let's do it. You know, we have another opportunity to say whatever he put in there was not what we wanted or whatever.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so as long as we understand, you know, we can vote how we want. The council can approve or disapprove.
Right.
There's no going back or changing or let's omit this or let's change. Once you vote, you voted. and then they either accept it or throw it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then this is what we told them.
That's right. Yeah.
As long as you don't understand that. Yes.
Then the people also have a point of view.
When it comes up to the election for changes or anything. Okay, so do I have a motion and a second?
Yeah. I move that language be added to the charter that specifically states that city council members or the mayor need not file an open record request to get information they need for their jobs.
For a second,
just quick. That motion was that we were going to, in fact, include that in there.
Yes.
And I guess the question is, should the motion be that we're going to get specific verbiage from the? I mean, right? Because
no.
If we vote yay on yours,
yeah.
Then presumably that has to be in there, no matter what.
We can backtrack if he says no, it's illegal, or which he's not going to say. But it's like we can backtrack on ourselves at this point. But I think that. Either we want something in there that says that we're going to give latitude to the city council and the mayor to get information that they actually need without being hamstrung by somebody's ego. And so,
sure.
that's in essence what happened. And so that's kind of what
I'm not, I mean, I agree with that. I guess my question is more of a procedural thing is yours was we are in fact going to change the charter, or we are voting that we should include that in our proposed change to the charter, I guess.
Right.
And I guess I'm not sure if we should... Since we're still having another step of conferring with the attorney, is that really the verbiage we want, or that verbiage would be related to when we get specific verbiage from the attorney that we would include, let's vote to change the charter.
Okay.
I mean, it's a nitpicky thing, but I want to be clear on what we're voting.
This is how I see it. We vote, yeah, we want no open records request required.
Right.
So we're either all in agreement or some are not in agreement. And then Barney comes back and he gives us some language and we think that's not what we're trying to say. This is what we're trying to say. And so, you know, it's really not up to Barney, the language. It's really up to this group. And we can vote on his language if we like it, good. If we don't, we can alter it to be what we want it to be. And then that's what would be in here. And then we all vote on that language. So this is about, we want the prohibition of for the requirement of open records to be taken away specifically, or don't we? I mean, we can vote on whatever we want.
Okay, so we don't have specific verbiage. I'm just a little, I mean, the fact that we're saying we're going to do this without specific verbiage is a little...
She's being very specific with the verbiage. She's stating that she does not want the council to have to go through an open request.
Specific verbiage would be, I move we adjust section 4.05 sentence whatever to say this, right? I mean, that would be specific to how you're going to actually change the document.
That's what we'll talk about at the next meeting, I think.
Right. Agreed.
You know, because Barney will come back with something, and then we can say, no, you know, that is what we want.
Okay.
But at this point, I guess, the main thing is that, do you want that in the city count, in the city charter? And that's what we're voting on. Do you want it? Do you want it? No, yes or no. And then that's what we're carrying. Because
right.
If people don't want it, then...
But he said a while ago... Correct me if I'm wrong about what you said. If we vote on something, then that's the way that it is. So, he says if we vote, then it's going to have to be changed. That's what he said.
Basically, we're voting against it and vote. That's what it's going to be. But the council has...
I understand that. But he's saying that if we vote that the verbiage is going to be changed...
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the verbiage ends up being, we're going to be in agreement with it. There's not going to be a second chance.
No.
That's not what he said.
He said that if we vote on it, yeah, we're changing the verbiage. We're not voting on what Barney gives us is going to be correct, because we might not like what he gives us. Or you might like it, and I might not like it, and we'll do our little vote, and we'll come up with a consensus as to whether we want what the language is we want. But our vote right now is, do we want this change? And I haven't heard anyone say no yet.
I'm not going to say no. I'm just saying from what he said, we vote. Barney comes back with information, we're not going to vote again.
So, would you repeat the motion so we can make sure we're all on the same page?
We're all on the same page. I agree. Okay.
Now, hold on. Repeat the motion.
She said she moves that language be added to the charter that council need not file an open records request to get info needed to do their job.
Okay. Do I hear a second on that motion?
I'll second.
We have a call for vote.
Yes.
You want a roll call vote?
Yes, please. Let's do a roll call vote. We've started that way, we'll finish that one.
Littrell?
Yes.
Barrera?
Yes.
Lemans?
Yes.
Faye?
Yes.
Tenorio?
Yes.
Bates?
Yes.
Okay, what's the next thing on the agenda?
Section 701. And if the city manager reside within Hays County or adjoining county.
When I would have brought it up originally, because that's what it currently says, I would like to change it that the city manager has to live within the city of Kyle.
Okay.
You said within the city of
Kyle. Right.
Do I have any discussion on that?
Does that include the ETJ?
I would prefer Kyle. Kind of what I wanted, was that, yes, live within Kyle, not the ETJ. Are they happy? But after we discuss it and we decide ETJ.
Well, don't you like Texas?
Right. I'm not going to say that the city manager needs to live in the city of Kyle. So I'll just tell you that my vote's going to be no on that right off.
Okay. Any other discussion?
I tend to think that I'm not opposed to that being the rule, but I guess, and I'm not sure if the council has that when they go basically post the position, the authority to say, you know, no, we want it to be in the city. I mean, my preference would be that we leave it vague and then allow council, when they go post the position or hire, attempt to fill the position, make that determination on their own and have some latitude. I mean, there may be some extenuating circumstances that we, for whatever reason, cannot foresee. And my opinion is that if we make it that narrow, I believe that they should live in the city, but I have concerns about making it such a narrow window that we have some issue in the future that because it's in the charter, we can't get around you. We end up not being able to do something we want to do. I think we should allow the city council some flexibility in making that determination as they're trying to fill the position.
I will go as far as say that I don't want to live in another county. For sure. I don't think that they should live in another county. But if they live in the ETJ, I mean, if you think about the city of Kyle, even Meadowwoods is not in the city of Kyle. Now, the city's for sure not, but there's a lot of places that they can live that's not in the city limits of Kyle.
But if you can,
what I'm saying. Okay. I don't disagree with them living in another county. I don't want them living in another county because I don't think they do their job if they live in another county. But if they live within the ETJ, or even within the county, they're going to do their job.
Well, you know, my concern with that is that someone who's not paying the same tax that we're paying, that, you know, gut is that they shouldn't be telling us or trying to persuade council on decisions that might affect our taxes if they're not indeed paying the same taxes. And they might have a vested interest, a conflict of interest, whatever, but I don't think that they should have that power, that someone should have that power. I mean, if rules are going to be made for our taxes, everyone's got to pay. And the people that are employed, they got to pay.
And they're getting paid a good salary.
They live in the city according to what you're saying.
That's right. That's right.
You can make the argument that if they were paying city taxes, there's also a conflict of interest because they're now being personally impacted by that. I mean, I'm not,
Well, that's true.
But
can't let it in, We're getting screwed to the wall with taxes and,
I fully support them having a living file. I have no problem with that. But I have concerns about getting ourselves into a situation again where we have mandated it. And there are some extenuating circumstances which we cannot foresee, and I think we should allow council flexibility to make
that decision. Well, I think, as Mr. Tony has brought this up already a couple of times that I've heard, what we bring across is going to go to the council for them to go on ahead and look through it. And then once they look through it, it's going to be written up and it's going to be decided by the voters. So what you may be looking for may come out when the council gets a hold of what we bring them. Mm-hmm. So. Is there any other discussion on this issue?
I'm just going to say this for a long time. I live in a city that I agree that the city manager, if at all possible, should live in the city. But I'm telling you that the EDJ should be some part of the city. That's what I say. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm ready for the vote.
So the motion is
that the city manager must reside within the city of Cobb within a reasonable amount of time after being hired.
Is there a second for that motion?
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Call a vote. Roll call again, please.
Littrell?
No.
Barrera?
Yes.
LeMond?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Tenorio?
Yes.
Base?
No.
Okay, the next item on the list.
Okay. This is 7.04. Page 19. Should council, in parentheses, approve hiring / firing of department heads? It was a dash ratification of the change.
So what does that mean?
I think that's the one that I had to tell
you. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't at this meeting, and these are her notes.
I actually brought that one up. Okay. What I'd like to see is that, of course, the city manager is the day-to-day manager of the city operations. That just kind of a checks and balance system that the city manager has the authority to hire, but it needs approval from the city council as a whole. And same with firing. The city manager wants to fire someone, they have to go before council and just get approval.
At the director level?
The director level, yes. Mm-hmm. Not up and down the board, just head directors. And my opinion is that if there's conflict between a director and maybe the city manager who are kind of butting heads, but the director is doing what they're supposed to be doing, it kind of saves them as well. It protects them.
Okay. Any discussion on that? No discussion?
I just have one thing to say. Okay, you guys have your book, just like third line down. What it would read would be this. Department heads may be appointed and removed by the city manager with council approval.
Instead of without?
I mean, is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay.
Department heads, yeah. Okay, so you want to, is there any more discussion on this? Do I hear a motion?
Make the motion. Verbiage in section 7.04 is changed to be with the approval of city council.
I hear a second.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Call a vote.
Latrell?
Excuse me.
Barrera?
Yes.
Lemon?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Tenorio?
Yes.
Basie?
Yes. No, that's okay. Don't do what you need to do, because I need, so I can understand him to give him all this information.
Clarify the section.
Clarify the section, that's what you want.
It's fire department.
Yeah, I think I brought that up because I wasn't clear what. Does the fire department answer to the city fund with the fire department or not? Assuming there were some funds. It's a volunteer fire department, but. We get people being detained now. But I don't know. I don't understand how it works.
From what I understand is that there's fire protection zones, and basically they're bid on by, like, volunteer fire department bids on the contract to provide fire service for the city. I'm not exactly sure, but that's my understanding. Is it okay to take a comment from?
Yes.
The volunteer fire department answers to a board that's appointed by the county. So they really can't, you know, be under the direct control of the secondary government. They have their own board.
Okay. Does that clarify anything for you?
Yes, no, it's fine. Okay. I do know. I wasn't aware of the board.
Okay.
So do we need anything else discussed about the fire department? Or about that section 7.07?
So that we can probably, delete that. Unless there's anyone else who needs any more clarification on that? All up at the front notes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll go through whatever you've got, and then we can.
This is on page 24, 8.10. The four guidelines in place for purchasing need stronger language, actually need a policy implemented. I think that had to do with
credit cards?
Yeah.
So we're asking for, because the procedures to be enforced, are they not?
I don't think they have any policy on it.
Eight 8.10. The very bottom 24. You could block that up, didn't you? I brought that up by buying a tractor.
No, Nancy, I think the procedure, is there a procedure, or, I mean, it's just a credit card, or what, I guess, well, we're asking some type of interpretation, why is this in here, and how does it work? There's no requisition forms that were filled out.
I thought we actually needed either stronger language describing this, or there actually needed to be a policy implemented, or a policy implemented.
Yeah, didn't we talk about that we didn't want to get into the policy making?
Yeah, I guess I'm still... I guess I'm not sure if, I mean, I agree it should be done. Question, I mean, again, is that something that we really need to, is that something that's really the council's responsibility as kind of the overseer of all these things to go in and work with the city manager or whoever to make sure it's getting done?
Well, but I think that was,
or do we really need to make a change here? I mean, obviously, I would hope that if they recognize there's a problem, they're working to get it resolved, and we don't really need to.
But if they all get killed, you know, tomorrow, God forbid, that, you know, that we have something so that it is done. Because you know this information was put in here in what's it, 05 or 03 or whatever, and nothing. There was no policy implemented.
I mean, if we put it in the charter, or put something in the charter that states that, again, we're not trying to make policy, but we're trying to make sure that policy is enforced. There's something written here, but apparently it's not being followed from the information I've gathered. I mean, people are using the credit cards at their will and using them for whatever they want, and they're not nothing's being done to keep track of what's going on. So it states here that they're not supposed to, but there's nothing being done about it, so something needs to be changed here.
And I think that's what we're talking about, asking Barney to put more meat into this procedure. If it's in here, as far as
it's in here for sure.
So we just want to put this as a point of clarification with him and see if he...
I thought it was stronger language.
Yeah. We want to bring it to him.
I mean, if there's a policy in place that's not being followed, that's a management issue. That's not really a problem.
Is there a policy?
Yes.
There is a policy now?
Yes.
Is it being followed? Are they being followed?
Oh, well, that's not our place.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's more of a management. To me, that's a management thing. You know, this is, you want to do these things.
Let's just want to take a 5 minute break. There's no sense walking out.
Either one, either. Let's take a 5 minute break. Matthew,
I'm going to say this, that this says there's a policy. This says that they have to get a VO. That's what it says.
Well, then maybe we need to go in here and add something there that states that if they don't, then there could be repercussions.
I think the reason this one just being wanted.
I'm with him on this. If it's not being done, then we need to fire everybody on the council and everybody that's ahead of the department.
Just take a 5 minute break.
Management's management. You're not doing your job, you need to go.
Small break.
When y'all propose stuff to the city council, y'all can also add any kind of discussion items or concerns that you have.
Okay.
And you can bring it up, you know, instead of just being, this is what we voted on, yes, this is what we want. You know, you can also, were you in the company? Were you in the company?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all gave us a lot of time.
Well, I mean, that's a good note.
If we read
Language might not be strong enough, but it very specifically says that
contracts and purchases of every nature and kind shall be made in accordance with all applicable state laws for competitive bidding. It also says that no contract award shall be binding upon the city unless the Director of Finance certifies that there is to the credit of such office, department, and agent or agency a significant unencumbered appropriation to pay for supplies, materials, equipment, contractual services, for which a contract for order is to be issued. It says right here that they've got to issue an order at some point to pay for every piece of equipment that's gone. That's what it says. I'm not saying that they're doing that. I'm not saying that they're following that. I'm just saying it says that they're supposed to. So if you wanted to say that a purchase order has to be issued prior to purchasing anything, then I'll go along with that, but it's not even going to work here. Because there's too many times when a guy's out here digging with a backhoe and he cuts something and he's got to go buy material and fix it right then. I can tell you that for sure. And he's not going to wait for the PO to go buy one. So we can put in there whatever y'all want to put in there. I'm just telling you that it says that they're supposed to do that already. That's all I'm going to say. I'm ready for English.
The only language that I would be looking for, and that'd be a trunk, if they don't do what they're supposed to do, what's the consequences? I'm saying some that you could, termination or suspension or what?
I think that would be more of a personnel policy. Mm-hmm. But if you don't follow the rules of the city, you know, you can't or something.
once again, I'm going to say that If they're not managing the business, they don't make the job.
Okay.
Just throw this
job. I'm sorry?
Just throw this
job. Okay.
You can just find it. As we said before, that just to have Barney just take a look at the language and see.
Is everybody agree with that? To have Barney look at and see if the verbiage is strong enough or can be made stronger?
Sure.
Yep. Okay. That's another. In other words, that's one of those items that's there for clarification or for interpretation or whatever. Okay, so that's fine. That's not something we're going to vote on. I'm going to approach him, and then when he's here, he's going to be able to tell us all because he's going to have this stuff. Okay. Hopefully tomorrow.
Okay. Do we want to go back to 3.09 on compensation?
309
on page 7.
You can address that. I'm gonna ask, since we've got some council members here, just exactly what kind of time frame they deal with on a weekly basis as far as doing their job for the city. So can either one of you all give me an idea of what kind of time frame you all are dealing with when you're, you know, council business? Is it 40 hours a week, 80 hours a week, 20 hours a week?
Well, that really depends on the number of There's a lot of research that has to be done, especially if you have a learning curve. And there's a tremendous amount of knowledge that will come after you pass the curiously, especially in the first election. After that, I think it eases up. However, there is a great amount of research, and I would think, depending on the week of meetings, I've had it easy 20 hours.
The meetings are 5 hours.
So preparing was 20 hours?
We can look at it either way. We can look at it as a full-time job for them, paying them a full-time salary, or we can look at it as a part-time job, paying them a part-time salary that enables them to go on ahead and gives them the incentive, I guess, to go on ahead and do the best job that they can.
It also gives incentive for others to apply, because we had one councilman who was elected because of his kid. He wasn't elected because there was no opponent, but he had...
No one else wanted to run.
Right.
Okay.
So get people interested in
it. So, it is a time-consuming job, and it is...
Thankless. Yeah. I mean, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, a part-time salary, I mean... Professional salary is probably between $20,000-$25,000 a year. Full time would probably be $25,000-$30,000. So I'm thinking that at this point approach it on a part time level based on the information we just got from two of the council members, and compensate them $25,000 a year for the council and $30,000 for the mayor. I'm sorry?
Yeah. Well, that's probably, what, $200,000 more to the budget?
Mm-hmm.
My concern is that Ken,
we're not paying people to run, right? I mean, it's a service. I mean, and we want people that are there to serve, that are not there to make up. I mean, right? If they're there, you know, I mean, I don't doubt they should be compensated. They spend a lot of time doing those things, but to pay them as if they were, you know, a full-time type employee.
Well, I mean, that's what they do. We're not talking about a 5,000 population or a city population anymore. We're talking about 30,000 people that they're having.
But most city councils aren't paid as they're not.
The mayor of San Marcos makes $53,000 a year. She was elected to that position. Okay, she was elected to serve, and she's compensated for her service. I'm not asking for $53,000. I'm thinking that we started out as a part-time situation. Based on the fact that things have changed drastically from when this thing was written to where we are today.
So,
and in addition to that, what you're going to see probably within the coming elections is more competent people wanting to run, because they know that they're going to be paid for the service. and they're going to give you probably a better job. And instead of having one or two people run, or in the case that she mentioned, no one running because they don't want the position, because it's a thankless position, you may have three, four, or five.
Additionally, this is kind of an offshoot of that. I don't know if we're able to put anything like that in here because it's such a high amount and will affect the budget as it's. I don't know if we can affect the budget that high. I don't know. That's just a Barney question.
Well, that it is. It can, I mean, according to this, they're compensated what they're compensated. I'm saying you raise the compensation.
I guess my concern is, I mean, let's take worst case scenario. If you get somebody in that's elected that's going to serve a term, and they do the minimum. I hope to God that's not what happens, right? You're talking about somebody that's now spent 10 hours a month, 10 hours a month, right, you know, to go to the meetings. And you've now paid them $25,000 a year to work 120 hours. Okay? I mean, I hope to God that's not what's going to happen. But unless you could put something in here that says they can't have another job, you know, then, I mean...
The thing about it is that if someone's being compensated that kind of money, I don't think they're going to give you the minimum. Now, they might. But then again, the city manager might give you the minimum. Well,
but you're going to get other people competing for them, you know, in the election
because
for that position.
How many people do you know?
But people can run or make a good candidate, and then they're now in for, you know, a full term, and we're going to pay them for that many years.
I'm asking you a simple question. How many people do you know that work at a restaurant don't work?
How many people run for office?
I'm only asking you a simple question.
And
answer that question.
I have no idea. I know I work for my money.
Okay. Does everybody work for their money? Can you answer that?
I cannot answer that. But just because the answer to that, in your opinion, is if they don't, that doesn't mean that you're gonna. What about the people that do? You're gonna.
I agree with what you're saying, Ron. I'm not gonna say that somebody that makes $500 a month is not going to do a better job than somebody that makes $100 a month. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that somebody that makes $100 a month, if you pay them $2,000 a month, they're not going to work harder than they do when they make $100 a month. I'm not going to say that. But there are people out there that will do that. I can promise
you. Okay. I'll agree with you on that. But what happens to those people? Okay, they either get fired, or guess what? They don't get reelected.
They won't get fired.
Too late. They've already spent $75,000. I mean,
we spent a whole lot of money on the city manager before we got rid of him, and it was too late. But we did what we had to do. Okay, I mean that scenario doesn't make any sense. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, the bottom line is you're trying to get qualified people. You're trying to get more qualified people, and the way you do that is you try to offer them some kind of incentive to come and be work for your city. It's not, like I said, it's not a 5,000 population city anymore. We're becoming a large city. I mean, and I don't think that it's out of the question of what I'm...
How many friends?
It's a very good topic. I mean, if there's a... From my standpoint, I have a city council. But if there's a concern, let's say, for example, that some of the city council right now wants to be faithful, would be elected, and I can't say, you can figure out any arguments, but you know what, for the new election people, you know, for the new fiscal five falling from the new election coming up in next year or 2 years or whatever, I mean, you have to look out for some things if that condition is going to be bothered again.
We had talked about that.
Yeah.
To make it rest for the next elected
election. Yeah.
Or affecting the next annual budget, the next 3 year annual budget, what would that be?
Do we have any more discussion?
I think, I mean, I guess I still don't have any evidence that, you know, comparative evidence to, you know, what other people are doing. I mean, I thought at one point there was an action somebody was going to take to bring in, you know, here's what other councils are getting paid around the area.
I just told you what the mayor makes it sound like.
That's one data point. I'm not making.
They're right next door to us.
I'm not making a decision on one data point for one person in one other city, right? I mean,
well, if it comes to a vote, you will be.
And I can tell you what that's going to be. Well, I mean, $200,000, that's a lot of money.
You're not looking at $200,000, you're looking at one council member. That's what we're talking about, to pay one council. Yes, it adds up to $200,000, but if you're paying one council member the $20,000-$25,000 a year, and you're asking him to go on ahead and devote the time he's devoted, or devoting to that position, and he's going to go on ahead, and I would assume, based on that figure, if he likes his job, because he first off liked it because he ran for the position, if he's now then being compensated for that position, I assume that he's going to like that position even more. And so therefore, he's going to try harder. And so if he has to stay at a meeting at 12 o'clock at night, he's not going to care, because he's there being paid to do it.
And I'm
he's
going
to make sure to get it done.
Paid, but I think paying him $25,000 is, I mean, that's...
What do you think would be fair?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't think we know. I mean, but the fact is they're running. You know, I mean, we want people that want to serve, right? I mean, that's what we want, is people that are serving the community. We have a city manager who is an employee who we pay to, you know, to do those things. And you know, I think that the council and the mayor should be compensated for their time. But I don't think, I mean, if we try to pay them fair market value for their hour, I don't think that's what we want to do. I mean,
$20,000 isn't fair market value.
No, not at all.
We don't know that. I mean, if they work 10 hours a month, then it's way more than that.
For the lazy one, but if it's 40 hours a week, what does that come? What does
Why
that
don't we
amount?
Force them to get a time clock and we'll pay them by the hour? I mean, I have a concern with paying people that large of a salary and not having any way to verify, you know, the effort. And, I mean, again, we want people that are here to serve. I mean, we all volunteer our time, and I volunteer a lot of hours doing very different things. And you know, I do it because I want to do it, not because I'm paid to do it, because I'm not. And so I think that trying to pay people, I mean, like I said, we pay a city manager to you know, get paid to manage the city. And we have council.
Okay, so what do you pay as fair compensation for a gentleman or a woman coming in 40 hours a week? I'm asking you a question.
So, okay,
go ahead.
Instead of trying to get a direct number, why don't we put the verbiage in there that we want to create a pay increase for the council, and that a separate committee be formed to look at similar socioeconomic areas and
come up with a figure. That's okay.
Would that be appropriate?
So the compensation would basically, the whole paragraph would be written to say that every 3 years a compensation committee will be formed to determine appropriate compensation for the city mayor, the mayor and city council, or something along those lines.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that at this exact moment that I think that we should necessarily ban down the number that we should look at.
I'll be honest, we can put $25,000 in there, whatever, but it's not, I can't imagine that the voters are going to approve that. I mean, I think they already see taxes and everything else, and we say we're going to add $200,000, and I can't imagine them voting yes for that. I can be wrong. I've been wrong before, certainly, but I don't have a problem. I think your idea is a good idea, that, you know, we defer to some other group that's designed to, you know, that the commission is to go out and determine that. I have no problem with that.
So you're saying then that you want to address compensation, and you want a separate committee to be appointed to determine what the compensation would be? Is that what I'm
right, yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay. So, and you want to go ahead and make a motion on that?
I'll go ahead and make a motion. Separate committee be formed to establish compensation for city council and the mayor.
Well, we're going to have enough time to do all of that and get this ready for the
The charter would read that there'd be a committee formed to do that. It wouldn't tell you the amount. Now,
That's true. So, so as long as it's in the charter.
Well, the issue I have with that is, and I'm not saying this would actually happen, but presumably that commission would be appointed by the council. And if we do it this through this mechanism, it has to be voter approved,
right,
which I'm much more comfortable, you know, having those types of, you know, I mean, you know, I'm a little concerned that, you know, the people that are getting paid are going to go appoint the people that are going to pay them. I mean, that there's a, I have a little bit of concern. I like the idea. I truly like the idea. But I have a concern about that. Not that they would do that, but, I mean, even if they didn't do that, there's some amount, I mean, there's some amount of concern that that could be a concern in the community, which could lead to, you know, all kinds of other problems. Like I said, even if they didn't do that, I mean, even if they picked people that hated them, you know, it's still not clear that's, you know.
Okay, I'll bring it back to exactly what part of what you said. I mean, it's going to be up to the voters. So, I mean, if I throw a number out there, I can make the motion for that number, and if I get a second, we can put a vote to it. If it's voted on and it's accepted, it goes to council, then they do what they do with it, and then if it's there and it goes to voters, the voters will vote for it. And if a voter wants it, they want it. If they don't, they don't. It's pretty much cut and dry. So, I move that we make compensate the council.
Wait, we already got a motion.
Okay, well then, do I have a second on his motion?
I'll second his motion.
Okay, all in favor of his motion? Let's hear a roll call.
Luttrell?
Yes.
Barrera?
No.
Lemon?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Tenorio?
Yes.
Basie?
Yes. Okay, so the motion is carried to compensate the city council based on the recommendations of a committee that's appointed.
We should probably, when we finalize how that's going to be put in here, define a timeline, you know, how often does it happen, or something like that. I mean, just so it's not every week. You know.
So you got that? Down.
Yeah, well, she has a specific language of it, so.
Okay.
I wrote down his, Lemenza's motion was that a separate committee be formed to establish compensation for council.
Okay. What else is on
the... Seconded by Luttrell.
I'll tell you what, it's 8 o'clock. Let's... we had agreed that we'd probably... come up at 8 for our meeting, so.
And there were two other things. If I just
are they?
One was Rhonda was going to wanted to address it. It had to do with the planning and zoning commission with 2-year,
okay,
five deal, and the other was debt management policy or program, and I think that's going to take a longer time than.
What we can do is we can address both those. I mean, I'm going to try to get with the city attorney tomorrow and let him give him all the stuff for him to be at the next meeting, which is next Wednesday.
Yes.
We're on Wednesday nights. So we just happen to be, yeah, and we post it for next Wednesday. And we can we can go through his stuff, and then after he's done, then we can cover these last two. We still have, my understanding from the city attorney, if we get done by the first week in August, which that will be, his meeting is next week to cover what we're going to throw at him, and then we can, if we don't have time at that meeting to cover those last two areas, we can do that on the first week of August and be done. If we need to, we can have him back at that meeting to go through those last two things that we need to want him to have addressed. So do I have a motion to... I've got... For some reason, this didn't get done last time. I don't know why, but I need someone to move that move the minutes from last meeting.
No, I was talking about last meeting.
Right.
Yeah. It didn't happen. You don't approve last meeting. You're approving this meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Move the meeting, the minutes be approved. Last meeting? That's someone.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So, I move that the meeting be adjourned. Are you a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we meet next Wednesday at 6:30. And I'll make sure that Bonnie's here with us. Do you have anything
other than what she
that I need to give to Bonnie?
No, I'll hold it in. Yeah.
Put it on here. Okay. Good.